Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be tackling the 49ers and their recent struggles.
Oh, yeah.
You send over a ton of articles and reports, and it's a bit of a roller coaster to say the least.
Yeah.
Tough loss against the Bills.
Right.
A potentially season-ending injury. And to top it all off, the Bills QB actually threw a touchdown pass to himself.
Oh, wow.
To help me break all of this down, we've got our expert on all things football.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Ready to unpack all of this.
Yeah, let's dive in.
Okay, so the big news that everyone's talking about is Christian McCaffrey's injury.
Right.
He's had a history of setbacks this season, right?
Unfortunately, yeah. He's already missed 8 games this season.
Oh, wow.
Due to Achilles and calf issues.
So this is not his first rodeo.
No, it's not.
With injuries this
season. And a good sign.
So now it looks like he could be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
With a possible PCL injury to his right knee.
Right.
And the thing that I find most striking about this is that it happened on a non-contact slide against the Bills.
I know.
That makes it even more worrisome to me.
It does.
I remember watching the game. It seemed like such an ordinary play.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he's down.
Mm-hmm.
What does a PCL injury actually mean for a running back like McCaffrey?
Sure.
How does it impact their game?
Well, the PCL is a crucial ligament in the knee.
Okay.
And for a player like McCaffrey, who relies on agility and quick cuts, you know, this kind of injury could be devastating.
Oh, wow.
Recovery can be lengthy.
Yeah.
And even after rehab,
right,
there's the question of whether he can regain his previous explosiveness.
Makes you wonder if he'll ever be the same player.
You know, I don't want to speculate, but it's a big question mark.
Yeah.
Hanging over the 49ers' future.
Definitely adds a whole other layer of complexity to their situation.
Definitely does.
So with McCaffrey potentially sidelined, all eyes are on Jordan Mason.
Yes.
He's the backup, right? I remember him filling in for McCaffrey earlier in the season.
He did.
And performing incredibly well.
Yeah, he was really good.
I mean, he was ranking among the top rushers in the league for those weeks.
He really was.
He's in the final year of his rookie contract, too.
He is.
So every snap he takes is essentially an audition for his next deal.
That's right. That's a great point.
And Bleach Report even predicted that the Minnesota Vikings might make a move for him in free agency.
Interesting.
That's got to be a concern for the 49ers.
It's something they need to consider, for sure.
Yeah.
The Vikings have been looking for a solid running back, and Mason's performance this season has put him on everyone's radar.
Yeah, for sure.
What's interesting is whether his playing style would actually fit the Vikings' offensive scheme.
Oh, that's interesting.
They tend to favor a more power running approach.
Okay.
While Mason has shown a knack for finding gaps and making quick cuts.
So it might not be the best fit?
Potentially.
Even though he's been doing so well this season.
Yeah.
That's a great point. It's not just about filling a position. It's about finding the right fit for the team's overall strategy.
Exactly.
But before we get too deep into hypotheticals, let's go back to that Bills game.
Okay.
It was a real slugfest.
It's not a game.
The snowball, they're calling it.
It was. That's a good name for it.
I mean, the conditions were brutal.
Absolutely.
Obscured yard lines, blowing snow.
Yeah.
Wind chill of 17 degrees.
It was crazy.
It definitely impacted both teams' play.
Yeah.
But the Bills seemed to adapt a little bit better.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Especially their quarterback, Josh Allen.
Especially Josh Allen.
Speaking of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Did you see that touchdown pass he threw to himself?
I did. I couldn't believe it.
I mean, it was one of the most bizarre plays I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I mean, it wasn't even a design play.
No, it's not.
Allen threw a short pass.
Right.
It was lateraled back to him.
Yeah.
And he just took off running for the end zone.
It was amazing.
It's a real testament to his athleticism and quick thinking.
I mean, it was a heads-up play for sure.
You have to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
But on the 49ers side, things weren't looking so hot.
No.
Their run defense really struggled, didn't it?
It really did. It was a weak point for sure.
I mean, James Cook's 65-yard touchdown run, for example.
Oh, man.
It highlighted some real gaps in their defensive line.
Big time.
And the 49ers missing some of their key defensive players like Nick Bosa.
Right.
Due to injury, definitely didn't help.
No, it did not.
It felt like every time the 49ers got close to turning things around, something else went wrong.
It did.
Like that fumble at the goal line by Kyle Jussick.
Oh, man, that was kind
of... He was inches away from scoring.
Yeah.
Potentially shifting the momentum of the game.
Right.
And then, boom, fumble recovered by the Bills.
It was a heartbreaker.
Talk about a momentum killer.
I know.
And then there were those missed field goals by Jake Moody.
Right.
I mean, kicking in a snowstorm can't be easy.
No.
But those misses added up.
They did.
Yeah. You have to factor in the weather conditions.
Yeah.
But at this level of play, every point matters.
Right.
It all contributed to a pretty demoralizing loss for the 49ers.
Yeah, demoralizing is a good word for it.
So with this loss, putting them further behind the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC West.
Right.
What does this mean for their season outlook?
Sure.
I know it's a bit early to say,
yeah,
but are their playoff hopes fading?
Well, they're sitting at a 5-7 record,
right,
and they've been hit hard by injuries.
Right.
Not just McCaffrey,
mm-hmm,
but also key players like Trent Williams and Aaron Banks.
Yeah. It's a long list.
It is.
Of injured players at this point.
Yeah. It's a steep climb to make the playoffs from here.
Right.
Especially considering their remaining schedule.
It's not going to be easy.
No.
But they've shown resilience before.
They have.
So I wouldn't count them out entirely.
Yeah, I agree.
The question is, can they find a way to adapt and overcome these challenges?
That's the big question. It's a real chess game, isn't it?
Totally.
Every move has consequences.
And the stakes are even higher now with McCaffrey's injury.
Yeah, they are.
So let's dive into those options that you mentioned.
Okay.
Trading for a running back midseason.
Right.
How often does that actually work out?
It's a gamble, for sure.
Yeah.
You're usually not getting a team's top-tier running back.
Right.
And integrating a new player into your system mid-season can be disruptive.
Right.
But sometimes you find that diamond in the rough.
Okay.
A player who's undervalued or in a situation where they can thrive with a change of scenery.
So what kind of players would the 49ers realistically be looking at?
Yeah.
Any names come to mind?
Well, they'd need someone who can handle a significant workload.
Okay.
Has good vision and decision-making skills.
Right.
And can catch passes out of the backfield.
So someone similar to McCaffrey's skill set.
Similar to McCaffrey's skill set.
Like, I don't know, say Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
He's currently a free agent.
That's right.
He might be a good fit.
He could be.
He's had some off-field issues.
He has.
But his talent is undeniable.
For sure.
Hunt would be a big get for them.
Yeah.
But wouldn't he be costly?
He would be.
Could the 49ers even have the salary cap space?
Right.
To make a move like that?
That's the million-dollar question.
I mean, they'd likely have to restructure some contracts.
They would.
Or make some tough decisions elsewhere to fit them under the cap.
Right. It's all about prioritizing and figuring out what sacrifices they're willing to make.
Right. It's that whole balancing act.
Exactly.
Between short-term gains and long-term sustainability.
Right.
And they have to factor in Jordan Mason, too.
Yeah.
Right? They can't just ignore him.
They can't.
He's shown he's capable of carrying the load.
He has.
And he's going to be hungry to prove he deserves that starting spot.
I think so.
The 49ers might decide that sticking with Mason
and
investing in him for the long haul is the smarter move.
It could be.
Both financially and strategically.
And it could be.
Especially if they think Mason can become their franchise running back.
Right.
But let's say they do decide to go the trade route.
Okay.
Are there any potential downsides?
Sure.
To bringing in a new player, even if it's someone like Hunt?
Yeah. There's always the risk of disrupting team chemistry.
Oh, that's a good point.
Bringing in a new personality.
Yeah.
Especially someone with a big name like Hunt.
Right.
Could create some tension or competition within the running back room.
That's true.
Plus, there's no guarantee that the trade will actually pay off on the field.
So it's a risky proposition no matter how you slice it.
It is.
It makes you wonder if maybe the 49ers should just focus on building up the talent they already have.
That's a possibility.
I mean, they could invest in developing their younger players.
Right.
Maybe bring in some additional coaching support.
Yeah.
And really hone their offensive and defensive schemes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good strategy.
It might not be as flashy as a big trade.
No.
But it could be a more sustainable approach in the long run.
For sure.
That's a great point. Sometimes the best move is to double down on what you've already got.
Yeah.
But going back to that Bills game.
Okay.
It wasn't just the offense that struggled, right?
It was not.
Their defense looked a bit shaky, too.
Yeah, their run defense in particular was a cause for concern.
Yeah.
They gave up some big plays.
Yeah.
And they couldn't seem to contain Josh Allen.
I mean, remember that 65-yard touchdown run by James Cook?
Oh, yeah, I do.
It was like he just slides through their defense like butter.
It was tough to watch.
And missing key defensive players like Nick Bosa and Diamador Lenoir.
Right.
Definitely didn't help.
It did not.
But even with those injuries,
yeah.
Do you think there are some things they can do schematically
sure.
to improve their defense?
Absolutely.
Like what kind of things are you thinking?
Well, they could try to disguise their coverages more, be more aggressive with their blitzes,
Right.
and maybe even experiment with some different personnel groupings.
Okay.
It's all about making adjustments and adapting to the strengths and weaknesses of your opponent.
So it's not just about having the talent.
No.
It's about using that talent effectively.
Exactly.
It almost feels like this loss to the Bills exposed a lot of those areas.
Yeah.
Where they need to improve.
It did.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
This game was a bit of a wake-up call for the 49ers.
It was.
It showed them that they're not as invincible as they might have thought.
Right.
And that they have some work to do if they want to be a serious contender.
For sure.
It's almost like they need to reevaluate their whole approach.
Yeah, possibly.
And it makes you wonder how much of this falls on the coaching staff.
Right.
I mean, ultimately, they're the ones responsible for putting the players in the best position to succeed.
They are.
There's definitely some accountability there.
There is.
The coaches need to take a hard look at their game plans. Mm-hmm. Their play calling and their overall strategy.
Yeah.
Are they maximizing the strengths of their players?
That's a great question.
Are they making the necessary adjustments based on their opponents?
Right. These are tough questions they need to be asking themselves.
So it's not just about blaming the players.
No.
It's about looking at the bigger picture.
Exactly.
And figuring out what needs to change at every level.
For sure.
This brings us back to the idea of Jordan Mason and his future with the team.
Okay.
Do you think this loss and potentially losing McCaffrey for the season will impact their decision on whether to keep him?
I think it definitely adds another layer of complexity to the situation.
I mean, on the one hand,
Mason's
performance in the wake of McCaffrey's injury could make him even more valuable to the team.
It could.
They've seen what he can do when given the opportunity.
Right.
And they know he's hungry to prove himself.
Yeah.
Right. He's basically auditioning for that starting role right now.
Yeah.
And that could give him some leverage when it comes to contract negotiations.
Could.
But on the other hand, if the 49ers are really serious about making a playoff push this year, they might decide they need a more experienced, proven running back.
They might.
Even if it means giving up some draft picks or salary cap space to acquire one.
That's true.
So it's a tough call.
It is.
They have to weigh the potential of a young player like Mason against the need for immediate results.
Yeah.
And speaking of immediate results, their next few games are crucial, aren't they?
They are.
I mean, they're facing some tough opponents.
They are.
Including the Seahawks twice.
Oh, yeah.
Those games could very well determine their fate in the NFC West.
They could.
They're definitely must-win games.
Right, yeah.
If they want to keep their playoff hopes alive.
For sure.
But even if they do make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Are they really built for a deep run?
That's a good question.
I mean, they've been hit hard by injuries. Their defense has shown some weaknesses.
It has.
And they're still facing some tough competition in their division.
Right. It's a valid concern.
They're going to need to get healthy and fast.
They are.
They're also going to need to tighten up their defense.
For sure.
And find a way to be more consistent on offense, even without McCaffrey.
Right. It's a tall order.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible.
It's definitely going to be an uphill battle.
It is.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, what's one key takeaway you'd like to leave our listener with?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the 49ers are at a critical juncture.
Okay.
This loss to the Bills was a setback.
Yeah.
But it also presented them with an opportunity for growth.
Okay.
How they respond to this adversity, the decisions they make in the coming weeks and months will determine their trajectory for the rest of the season and beyond.
I love that. A moment of truth for the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
And for you listening, keep this in mind.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one move you think would make the biggest difference for the 49ers right now?
Right.
We'll be back in a moment to explore some more of those what-if scenarios.
Okay.
And see what the future might hold for this team. All right, we're back, and I'm ready to jump into these what-if scenarios.
Okay.
We've talked about potential trades, developing Jordan Mason, shoring up the defense.
Yeah.
It's a lot to juggle.
It is.
What stands out to you as the most crucial element for the 49ers right now?
If you're asking me to pick just one, I'd say it's leadership.
Okay.
Look, they've got a talented roster, no doubt.
Right.
But talent alone doesn't win championships.
So you're saying they need more than just talent?
Yeah. They need someone to step up.
Okay.
Rally the troops.
Mm.
And instill that belief that they can still achieve something special this season despite the setbacks.
Interesting. So you're thinking less about X's and O's.
Yeah.
and more about that intangible element of team spirit.
It's absolutely critical, especially when you're facing adversity.
Think back to some of the greatest teams in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just collections of skilled players.
Right.
They had that extra something, that fire in their belly, that refusal to give up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that often comes from strong leadership, both on the field and in the locker room.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So who on the 49ers could potentially fill that leadership void?
Yeah.
Is there anyone who comes to mind?
Well, you've got veterans like George Kittle and Fred Warner.
Okay.
Who've been through the ups and downs, experienced playoff runs, and understand what it takes to win at this level.
Yeah, they've been there.
They could definitely be those voices of experience and motivation.
Right.
And let's not forget about Trey Lance.
Okay.
He's young, but he's shown flashes of that leadership potential.
Okay.
If he can step up and command the offense, that could be a game changer.
Yeah. I mean, it would definitely be a boost to have their quarterback
right.
leading the charge, both literally and figuratively.
Exactly.
But let's talk about the other side of the ball, the defense.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that they need to tighten things up.
Yeah.
What specific areas do you think they need to focus on?
Well, their run defense has been a major liability.
Yeah, it has been.
And that's something they need to address urgently.
How can they do that?
They need to be more disciplined in their gap assignments.
Okay.
Shed blocks more effectively.
Right.
And make sure they're rallying to the ball carrier.
Okay.
They've also been susceptible to big plays in the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
So improving their communication and coverage in the secondary is key.
So it's not just about one or two players.
No.
It's about the entire defensive unit working together as a cohesive unit.
Precisely.
Defense is all about trust and execution.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to be on the same page.
Right.
Reading their keys.
Yeah.
And reacting quickly to the offense's movement.
For sure.
And how much of that comes down to coaching?
Mm.
Can they scheme their way out of some of these defensive issues?
Sure.
Or is it more about the players executing?
It's a combination of both, really.
Okay.
The coaches need to put the players in the best position to succeed.
Right.
But ultimately, it's up to the players to execute the game plan and make plays.
Right.
There needs to be that accountability and that commitment to excellence on both sides.
It's that whole team effort concept.
Exactly.
Everyone working together towards a common goal.
That's it.
But let's circle back to Jordan Mason for a moment.
Okay.
We've talked about his potential, his contract situation.
Right.
The possibility of the Vikings making a move for him.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in the 49ers front office,
yeah.
What would you do with him?
It's a tough call, but I think I'd try to lock him up long term.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's young, talented, and has shown he can perform at a high level in this league.
Yeah, he has.
Plus, with McCaffrey's injury history.
Right.
Having a reliable backup or potentially even a 1-2 punch in the backfield is crucial.
But wouldn't that be expensive?
It would, especially if they're also trying to address other needs on the roster.
It would definitely require some financial maneuvering.
Okay.
They might have to restructure some contracts,
right.
Make some tough decisions elsewhere, but mm-hmm. I think it would be a worthwhile investment.
Okay.
Mason has the potential to be a franchise running back.
Yeah.
And building your team around young, talented players is always a smart strategy.
I like that long-term thinking.
Yeah.
It's not just about the immediate future.
Right.
It's about building a sustainable, competitive team for years to come.
Exactly. You're always looking for those building blocks, those players who can be the foundation of your franchise.
Right.
Mason could be one of those guys.
So even if they miss the playoffs this year,
having
a solid core of young players like Mason and Lance could set them up for success down the road.
Absolutely. It's all about building for the future while still competing in the present.
Right.
And the 49ers, despite their recent struggles, still have the pieces in place to do both.
It's been a fascinating deep dive, hasn't it?
It has.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
The Bills game.
Right.
McCaffrey's injury.
Mm.
Potential trades.
Yeah.
Jordan Mason's future.
Right.
The importance of leadership.
Mm.
Shoring up the defense.
For sure.
It's a lot to process.
It is. It highlights the complexities of building a winning team in the NFL.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so captivating,
right?
You never know what's going to happen next.
That's for sure.
So as we wrap up.
Okay.
Is there anything else that's really sticking with you about this whole situation?
Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts for our listener?
I think what's most intriguing to me is how this season will shape the 49ers' identity moving forward.
Oh, that's interesting.
Will they fold under pressure or will they rise to the challenge?
Yeah.
Will they make bold moves or play it safe?
Big questions.
Yeah. Big questions. The decisions they make in the coming weeks and months will reveal a lot about their character and their vision for the future.
That's a great point. It's a defining moment for the 49ers.
Yeah.
And I, for one, am eager to see how it all unfolds.
I do.
And for you listening, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
What do you think the 49ers should do next? Head over to our website or social media and let us know. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.